What's up, everybody? Welcome in the wet jeans. I guess this is the Thanksgiving episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. I mean, the older you get, the more you stray away from your family, the more meaningless it becomes. But I guess since Thanksgiving is tomorrow, I guess that's what it is, I guess.
The Pilgrims and the Native Americans came together and were gay together.
Well, Pocahontas, she did, you know, she wrestled with a white dude, and that pretty much is what happened from what I understand.
Was there a specific Lewis and Clark was the one that she walked across the states with? Was there one that they, like, were they dating at all, or is that just, like, strictly business?
I think Lewis and Clark were doing some stuff. I think Lewis kind of had the upper hand there where he introduced her to Clark, and her and Clark started kind of, you know, they were texting a lot, and I think the Indians didn't like it because the Native American community, it's not because of Native American and because of white, it's because Pocahontas was 13. So
oh,
I felt
right.
like that was, she was still in middle school, and Lewis and Clark, they were kind of, I think they were seniors in college, so I think that's where the friction, and what started the race war.
Oh, okay.
Of 1812.
Oh, the race war of 1812. I forgot about that. Because I remember, yeah, they were in college. Because I think, I want to say Lewis, and stop me if I'm incorrect. But I think Lewis went to Chapel Hill University in North Carolina.
Clark, weirdly enough, went to URI, University of Rhode Island. So I'm not exactly sure how they even met. I think it was like a mutual friend at a bachelor party.
Yeah, I want to say they went, it was in Nashville from... They met at a bachelor party in Nashville, from what I remember. It was at this place called Lucky's, and they were, and that's from what I read, from what I grasped from the textbooks.
And then what exactly are we thankful for that we slaughtered? I always get Columbus Day mixed up with all that shit. What are we thankful for?
So I think this is like to
or what are we supposed to be thankful for?
I think we're supposed to be celebrating like pretty much the conclusion of what Columbus created, like bringing everybody together and being like, hey,
closure.
Yes. Cause you need closure. It's like, you can't just, you gotta, sit down with your girlfriend or boyfriend and you gotta end things on the right terms.
How do you do that? Like, how do you, you're not supposed to text. You're supposed to like sit down and be like, I want to fuck other people now.
Yeah. I breaking up is weird.
Like, and the guy's supposed to be like, no!
No!
Who is it?
Who is he? It's Jim, isn't it? Yeah, I knew the way you were looking at him.
You little whore.
You're a bitch. You're not even that hot anyways.
And then you go tell your buddies, yeah, I broke up with her. She's a slut.
She's a huge slut. And she's not even good at giving head.
Oh! So what happened with... what are we supposed to be thankful for? Like, I know you sit around the table with relatives you're forced to be around, and you say, like, I'm thankful for this and that and this food and yada, 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 this, that, and the other. But what are we supposed to be thankful for?
I don't know, actually.
I don't know either.
Because
life?
Yeah, I think, but that, I thought that's what Grace was before Emil. I thought that's what Grace was.
Grace, like, is a hot name.
Yeah, Grace. You know what I thought of a really hot name that you just do not see anymore? Earlier I was thinking about this, Veronica.
Oh!
That Veronica Vaughn is one hot piece of ice.
Yeah, what happened with chicks being named Veronica?
Like, girls named Veronica, they grew up in a house, like, their parents were hoarders. Like, they grew up in a very unclean house, but they were, like, hot. But they almost shouldn't have been hot because of the situation they grew up in.
Okay. Okay.
So, like, they grew up in, like, a dirty ass, like, their house is dirty as hell.
Okay.
Like, their mom has, like, fucking Christmas trees from, like, 12 Christmas ago that they haven't used.
Maybe a white Christmas tree?
Yeah,
that's
a white
one. Real degenerates have.
And it's, like, super, like, white brings out dirt, so it's just covered in dirt.
So, did she, this Veronica, hypothetical Veronica, did she make it out on her own and go to law school or something like that? Or did a guy come save her and be like, you're too hot for this? Like, how exactly did she get out of that environment?
I feel like Veronica is, like, a work at a... as a waitress at a restaurant with like cooks that smoke a ton of cigarettes and are blasted up kind of vibe.
Okay.
Like she's never really going to make a lot of money. She's going to have a child pretty young. And
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the dad is just not even close to being in the picture.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're saying she's hot, but things just aren't panning out for her, which is weird because I feel like hot girls, things usually work out for them.
She's like that, like, you have to...
Financially.
You have to real... Like, she's like a different kind of hot. She's not like conventionally hot, but she's like, she's got like that hair that's like kind of red that a lot of hairstylists have. Like that, okay. It's like red, but it's almost purple in a way. She's got, and she maybe she's got like a nose ring or something. So okay. she's not like traditional like mainstream hot. She's like Lowell, Massachusetts hot,
like subreddit hot.
So like yeah.
Okay,
I would say that. That's a good way of putting it.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm painting the picture here, but yeah, I guess you know, I'll just kick this off. I'm really thankful that I learned that family isn't that important.
It's not.
No. You should not value your family that much. I think it's overrated. I think that if people in your family are pricks, then they're pricks. And regardless of the relationship or the relations to your blood, I think that you should take pride in not liking your family if you don't like them.
I agree, because you can't really choose your family. So I don't think it's fair to just be like, I automatically love my family. I think
they have to earn it.
You got to earn that. Just like it's like your coworkers, like you're just thrown into an environment that you didn't get to choose who's there. So you just got to, like, if you like your coworkers, that's a big deal. But it's like same with, because you're forced to.
Right. You're just thrown. HR makes you.
Yeah. So
I used to have Thanksgivings where I would dread it. I would go over there and it would just be like my haircut wasn't what they wanted. And do you have a girlfriend? And it was really just a nightmare to go over there. And I wonder if they knew that. Like, that's not how I should feel. Like, when I get older and one day I'm hosting a big Thanksgiving for my entire family that's still together, hopefully, I want everyone to feel happy and welcomed. Yeah. And I don't want any judgment. And I want everybody to get along. I don't want comments on people's personal lives or people one-upping each other.
Yeah.
Because in my family, on one side, that's kind of how it was. That's how I felt. It was really just brutal. I almost was praying to get in a multi-car pileup on the way there. No one gets hurt. But just to say I didn't have to go.
Yeah.
Did you ever have anything like that growing up?
My family's not bad. My family, I've always, like, but you do have the... You do have those questions, like, especially more so when you're in, like, high school or something. But, probably more so now. Are you seeing, you got a girlfriend over there?
Well, what if I'm gay?
I got 12 boyfriends.
They're all fucking my butt.
I got 12 boyfriends, Uncle Steve. And they're all coming over, and we're going to bang on the table.
And he secretly likes that.
Yeah.
There's always that one uncle he's putting his fingers in places he shouldn't.
A gunkle. What are your thoughts on Friendsgiving? Because I fucking hate it.
Okay. That's a great point. I really don't like it. I really don't like it, actually.
It's the vibes of the, like, whenever I see it on social media, it's just like, I really don't like this. There's something about it. Like, you got to post your little, oh my God, look at all my friends. We got together and we cooked. I'm sorry. When my friends hang out with each other, we do, like, fun shit, like drink and break stuff.
Do cocaine.
Yeah, do drugs.
Yeah, I think it's really superficial, actually. I think the people that are having the Friendsgivings that I know, that I see on their stories, they're the ones actually with the most problems.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
It's usually the people that they have no idea that they're the problem, and they're pretty much shooting themselves in the foot. And this is coming from me, who has everything together.
Yeah.
As I'm wearing sweatpants with a suit jacket.
It looks good.
Thank you. But yeah, I'm with you on that. When I look at a Friendsgiving, I kind of want to tell them how much I hate it.
Yeah, like I want to gut myself with a samurai sword on the table and ruin it. And like, you're posting on social media for who? Everyone you care about should be there, right? So why are you posting on your story?
Why are you making that an external thing?
Yeah, this should be you and your if your friend group, if you love your friends that much, and even though they're losers, you shouldn't have to post it on Soch.
I agree. Because if you're all there and everyone's having a good time and you're enjoying the moment, why are you flexing?
Yeah. Like, who are you
the
flexing?
Friendsgiving. And that's not what this is. This is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This isn't about, at Thanksgiving, you can kind of knock it all out and be thankful for your friends. You don't have to have a separate or you can. I don't care if they get together. Just stop posting it.
Yeah, that's what the problem is. Like, you can do whatever you want, just don't post it on social media. But, like, when you do, it makes me mad, makes me hope that bad things happen to you.
Yeah, you're all the worst people that I know. Pretty much. I can actually confidently say that the people with the Thanksgivings on their story are the worst people I know. Like, I am dying to unfollow him.
Yeah.
Every day I wake up.
So many people I'm dying to just, but I know I'm going to get the, like, why'd you unfollow me? I have so many fucking people muted. Holy shit. I like only, yeah. I think the only people I like legitimately see content from are the people that I see in my real life.
I know people that have me muted for sure.
It's
just an internet thing.
Like, yeah. They're probably fucking jealous because we're so cool.
Yeah, and so hot.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the board right now. I see that we wanted to have a homeschool call in, which I still think we should do.
We definitely should. I think a kid DM'd me, actually.
Well, we did get DMs, but everyone was like, I was homeschooled until like 6th grade, 7th grade. That doesn't count. That's just like,
yeah,
what is that?
I want like high school. Like
high school, yes.
Because high school is a big deal being homeschooled because that's literally when you make your like lifelong friends or your friends for the those 4 or 5 years.
Or no friends.
Or like no me. Friends at all.
I had no friends in yeah. high school. I actually see people from my hometown and remember why. Not that I'm perfect, but, you know, never mind. I'm not going to say this. There's someone in my family that used to make fun of me for having no friends. I remember it was like the end of the world. I was like so rattled. I'm like, damn it, they're right. And now they're just, I really stuck it to them. Dude, I have a podcast now. Like,
yeah, suck my fucking dick.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, homeschooling is just crazy.
Yeah.
It's still the most mind-blowing thing that you're allowed to do that. But because you can just teach, like, people are fucking crazy, man.
The kids in the apartment complex I'm at are homeschooled for sure. Or they just don't go. I don't think they go. They're still speaking those weird languages. I got to get out of there. Right before I got here, a guy and two guys are arguing. And one of them goes, what am I going to do with these boxes? And the other guy goes, you're smart. You'll figure it out. And then the other guy said something. And I don't know what he said. It was like muffled. And then the other guy just goes, you can fucking move them. You don't need me to move them. You can fucking move the boxes.
Fuck yeah.
And then dogs started barking. This just happened. This is a true story.
I love when the dog starts getting involved.
And I was just in there and I was like, dude, I gotta get out of here. Like, it was so awesome.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, yeah, I'm tired of talking about those kids that live near me. They're just they're getting bigger by the day. There are more groups of them.
I need to know if they're like little like Jewish kids, because they sound from what you're describing, they sound like they're like Orthodox Jew, but I don't even know.
Some days they sound Chinese. Some days they sound like
just like apostle. What is it when you speak to snakes in Harry Potter? Apostle tongue.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like
they're
that.
They're like that though. They're forming like a gang. I'm telling you, dude. They're multiplying. Like every time I walk, I'm like,
I'm so curious what they look like.
They're so skinny and frail, too.
What the fuck? Something weird's going on.
Jewish kids.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're Jewish. I just kind of get Jewish vibes from them.
Jibes. I got a, I saw an ad 20 minutes before I left here saying that Jewish hate is up 388% right now in America.
Wait, Jewish what?
Hate. And I'm like, how do you track that? how do
you track
some,
that?
Like, you can just make up statistics. There's no way you could track Jewish hate.
No.
And, like, I'm sure it is up. Like, I'm positive it's up.
Why do you think that?
The Palestine.
Oh, the Hamas.
Yeah.
Is that still going?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Until, I know, there'll be a new war that pops up and we'll get distracted by it.
Yeah, actually, though, Ukraine's still going.
Yeah. Are they take a time out and waiting for this to finish?
No, they're going.
It's crazy.
Wait, back to your point. I didn't realize that involves Jew. I get all these religions mixed up. Everybody said their God is right, the other God's wrong. The God doesn't even—he's not even there. He's not tangible.
Ooh, he's up in the sky. Ooh,
all right, now, is Jewish hate up because people are just annoyed? Like, I'm tired of seeing the Hamas tweets.
People have like these really like their mind. People's minds like it's hard to even describe it because we don't have it, and like probably a lot of people that are listening to this don't have it. But it's people that their minds are so like just on one track, so they see that the Israeli government, which is like they're Jewish, like,
they're Jews,
yeah. So they did they bombed the Gaza Strip, and then people think like that just means you got to just hate the Jewish people, like a Jewish person in New York who has literally zero influence on any of that. That's like when 9/11 happened, and people were just like being racist to anyone that looks Middle Eastern.
I kind of was doing that.
Backing that
up. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a better person now, but like if I saw a turban in the airport, like kind of went like.
We were also in like
mom,
first grade. So.
Mom?
You know what I found out?
Yeah, I want to clarify. I was not an adult.
This wasn't
doing
like
that.
Yesterday.
This is not yesterday. This is a couple weeks ago.
I forgot. Did you know that Bin Laden comes from like a billion, from like. Bin Laden's family's worth like $5 billion. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but I figured there was some money going on.
I had no idea.
Can't afford all that those bombs and ammunition.
Yeah, that's true. I just always figured he was in credit. A cave. Like, no, he's in some like marble house planet. First of all, yeah. There's nothing that if I couldn't hate like Osama bin Laden anymore, that's changed. Because I can't believe 9/11 was done by a Nepo baby. That makes it so much worse.
That's gutting.
That is way worse than, like, that makes not. But yeah, I like was doing some Googling about him. Comes from a shit ton of money, like, from, can't remember what they made money off of. It wasn't oil. I don't think it was. I think it was like, maybe it was.
Had to be.
Yeah, you don't make that much money off anything other than oil, really.
So, if Osama was so rich, why did they hijack American Airlines planes and not, like, Delta? They didn't want to pay the prices on Delta?
Yeah, that's actually a good
point. So, I think universally, Delta has the highest prices because they're the nicest airlines.
Yeah, that's actually true. Like, if you imagine you had no concept of, like, what the airlines were in America and you're a terrorist and you accidentally book a Spirit flight and you're just like, this is the worst suicide bombing ever. Like, there's no legroom. And I had to pay $45 extra to carry on this bomb onto the plane.
Yeah.
Because on Spirit, they don't give you anything. Like, if you carry, like, a purse with you, they charge you for it.
You have to put a quarter in just to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. You actually do that. You have to do that in Europe. I remember when I was in Germany one time, I had to pay to use a toilet. And I'm like, if I'm going to pay
to poop. You have to pay to use the toilet?
Like I said, if I'm going to pay to poop, I'm going to make sure I get everything out. And I was just spending my sweet-ass time on there.
Okay.
Yeah. But you have to pay to poo. And in Germany, you do. Or where I was, you did.
Germany, of all places. They're the ones being strict.
It's the worst thing they've ever done in the history of their country.
Yeah, I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Can't really think of anything else they've done.
It's brought to you by Lucy's Breakers.
Oh, nice.
I'm actually going to pop one of these bad boys in.
All right, this episode is brought to you. Here, you want to read it?
I'm going to pop in one of the breakers and sip one of the magic mines at the same time. I'm going to start floating.
All right, and it also says don't say that it's for quitting smoking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that.
All right, Lucy. Wait, where's the...
And don't say it's healthier, safer, or better for you.
What am I supposed to say? All right, well, this is Lucy's. Lucy's Breakers. This is the 4 milligrams. They have a bunch of different flavors. Cinnamon, mint, mango, wintergreen, pomegranate, apple ice, espresso.
Ooh. Mm.
You just pop it in your lip. I think if you pop it up, you get a better buzz when you pop it lower, right? Like in the front.
Put it up your butt.
That would be a good buzz.
That
do
is
it
good.
Live on camera. Put one in
your mouth. We're about to do that. Edit it out.
Yeah, there you go. So this use code WETJEANS at Lucy's. Where's the fuck? They don't even have the site on.
Oh, it's right here. I'm literally looking right at it. I'm an idiot.
Why do they have such a long ass thing?
Yeah, there's a lot of read.
If you want to try Lucy's tobacco free breakers, pouches, or gum, they have gum too. Go to lucy.co/wetjeans and use promo code WETJEANS to get 20% off your first order. So stock up. They sent us a bunch. So
yeah, I had a couple of people message me that said they really liked it. So. Yeah, use the code. How much percent off is it? 15?
20.
20% off at Lucy.
Lucy.co.
.co/wetjeans or use code wetjeans. I think all caps.
Yep.
But yeah, they have gum too. For those of you that want to get your buzz on.
And always free shipping.
Always free shipping. If you want to get your freaking buzz on without having a big fat dinger in at the Thanksgiving table, just chew some gum.
Yeah. That'd be funny if you're just chewing. The gum seems weird to me. I wouldn't want to chew gum. I'd rather just pack one of these fuckers.
It's chew, park, repeat. Pop it in your mouth, chew 10 times, let it sit between your gum and your cheek. Do it again 2 to 3 more times and keep doing it.
Just keep doing it.
Keep doing it until it's a massive issue. Anyway, this episode is brought to you by Manscaped.com. I'm going to go off the cuff here. I don't know where the paper's at, but Manscaped.com, use code WETJEANS, 20% off, free shipping. It's free shipping, everybody. They give you the 5.0 shaver, hockey season's back, yada, yada, yada. You guys know the drill. Manscaped.com is 20% off with free shipping. They have all the grooming tools you need. They have everything you need. Holidays are coming up. It's the perfect little gift to get somebody. They have the Lawnmower 5.0 out, which is great. It'll clean you right up. Yeah, just in time to you and Santa Claus to all right.
Bang. Are you doing anything special for Black Friday this year?
Yeah, I'm actually protesting Palestine.
I'm going to cuff myself to the front of Walmart.
Could you go ahead.
I don't even remember.
Did you see what they're doing in San Francisco?
And, no, but everything they do in San Francisco is insanely stupid.
They parked their cars on a bridge and threw their car keys off the bridge into the water and said, we're blocking this bridge until the government denounces Palestine. Bro, Palestine, that's not going to – you're not going to stop a war.
They're not going to be like, Mr. Israel is not going to look over and be like, hey, oh, damn, they're parking their car on a bridge in San Francisco, the meth capital of the world. We should stop this war.
People are barging into, like, New York City hotels and protesting in the lobby.
Protesting doesn't work.
Bro, this is a war.
Yeah, like, protesting, you're not going to – the only way you can stop violence is more violence, and that's just a fact. That's how we stopped World War II. Or the Holocaust.
You think Hamas is going to look over to San Francisco and see a bunch of people with blue hair on the bridge with pronouns in their bio and be like, you know what? We need to stop.
Yeah, they're going to be like,
you guys can have the Gaza Strip. I'm over it.
The ironic thing is they probably wouldn't even acknowledge those people's right to live.
Or they wouldn't acknowledge their pronouns.
Yeah, because I don't think a lot of practicing Muslims do not like, are not very progressive in the LGBTQ community.
That's a shame, though.
That's a damn shame.
Gay people are cool, but, dude, we talk about it all the time. I mean, everyone, it's just, there's two people in life. There's assholes and there's not assholes. It doesn't matter what you like to bang, unless it's like, you know, not consensually.
Unless it's like an animal.
Or a kid.
Animals or kids are off limits, officially.
Per Wet Jeans Podcast.
There's two types of people in this world. People with type 1 diabetes and people with type 2 diabetes.
Tweet that.
I can't believe there's only two types. Let's make another one.
There's pre-diabetic now.
PDBs?
People that are like sitting next to me on the plane eating M&Ms and drinking Cokes and shit.
Yeah, you are on
keep
your
eating,
way.
Keep eating, bud.
Just keep going. Your foot's not even going to be there by like the end of this decade.
We took a ton of calls. I think we got a lot of calls. Should we get into that?
I was going to ask you because I forgot and I was like, fuck. I was going to post something this morning for questions and I'm like, wait, everybody's probably blitzed out of their mind. Would have been bad questions. So I was like, I'm glad you did that.
Speaking of blitzed out of your mind, I went to Korean barbecue last night.
Oh, shit. I saw your story. That shit looked good as fuck.
Bro, I was stoned. And the problem was, you have to cook it yourself. But I kept overcooking it.
I would do that. Bro.
So do I get a... Can I send it back?
Do you tip yourself?
I was cooking it. This is insane. It was good, but like I was like, this is insane. I don't know how to cook this. I actually told...
Sorry, I keep interrupting.
No, go.
I was going to say, that's actually the funniest meal to go eat high, because making food when you're high is always a process. Like, I'll always leave something in the oven too long.
Dude, I was eating, it was insane. I was eating, like, I didn't even know what I was eating. Like, onions, lettuce, the Korean barbecue, and then there was all this assortment of stuff that I'd never heard of in my life. And I was just dipping it all in and making all these creations, dropping my... chopsticks. It was insane, but I just didn't know how to cook it.
Yeah,
I asked the girl. I finally said, "Can you do this?
Can you just do this for me?"
She did.
Yeah. Well, I remember I went one time in LA. I saw that guy that like made his entire career off LeBron. What's his name again?
Adrian Wojnarowski.
Yeah, I saw him there and like that, and I think it was Doris Burke there. But
together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine that.
It was like an ESPN, like, little gathering. There was another guy there. I can't remember his name.
I thought they were on a date.
Can you imagine?
Woj bomb.
A huge guy.
Woj bomb.
It was probably him, but I can't remember. I just remember cooking it. I was like, yeah, I have no fucking clue, because cooking, like, red meat like that, it's sometimes hard to tell how much you're supposed to cook it.
Yeah, because you don't want to overcook it. Like, it's very, like, delicate.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, it was crazy. I was out of it. I literally told the waitress, I'm like, can you do this? And she's like, yeah, I could do it. And then, do you want anything else? She didn't say that.
How do you order it? I forget.
You order, like, the meat. Like, you order, like, the meat you want, and then they bring the sides. So it's, like, all the sides, like, all the assortment, like, they bring it. And then it's up to you to decide how you want. Like, they bring you rice, cabbage, all this other shit that I really don't know what it is, and you're supposed to, like, make combinations with it.
Right, okay.
I was using my hands at one point. I was, like, taking rice and this, and just making, like, this, like...
I mean, that's probably pretty kosher. I think a lot of cultures don't use, like, silverware.
There's a lot of people on dates in there, I realize. I get it. Like, yep. It's a fun little, like, yeah. Let's do this.
It's different. Ooh, let's try something different tonight, Jeff.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, teamwork.
Yeah.
It's like, let's cook this.
That's a cute first date, actually.
Yeah, it was a lot of cute dates there.
my favorite thing is seeing. I have FDEs, and their first date eyes. I can always tell when someone's on a first date. It's okay. All body language. Like the guy is. It's always the guy too, because guys are way more like awkward than girls. So they always have like this weird posture and shit.
Yeah, like they're trying to be someone they're not.
Oh, that's all. The first 10 dates are being someone you're not. Like saying you like hiking and shit.
Yeah, that is wild when it comes to being a chick. Like the dude just says anything he can to bang you.
Yeah.
And then once he bangs you, he just goes back to his old ways, and the girl's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This isn't the guy I knew.
Like the first date.
This isn't the guy that took me to Korean barbecue.
the first date, he's pulling your chair out for you and like opening the door for you. And then the first date after you've consummated, he's like placing bets during the dinner and like looking at his phone every like 15 minutes to see if it hit and shit.
Or he doesn't even text you back.
Yeah, he's like, not even, yeah, or that.
Yeah, I'll give chicks that one. That sucks.
You just got to know. Like, girls, just like, I'm telling you right now,
he's a fuckboy.
The person you meet at the beginning is not the person you're going to. You're gonna be trying to date in like a couple months.
No, you've got to peel back that onion while he's trying to peel back your onion, if you know what I'm saying.
Please.
That's a big. Yeah, I mean, Korean barbecue is a good first date, though. It's either like a good. It's like you see people on dates or you see like 15-year-old girls' birthdays.
Yeah.
There's no in between. And then you see the one guy in the corner that's by himself looking at the 15-year-old girl's birthdays.
And he's wearing like a. He's wearing a plaid shirt.
Is a plaid shirt the official shirt of pedophiles, you think?
I don't mind plaid, but yes. If you wear a plaid shirt, you're not a pedophile, but if you're a pedophile, you wear a plaid shirt. Because you know how I was picturing when you said that was Jared Fogel. And okay. I feel like he wore like those button-down like pattern. Plaid is, yeah, like a green, like earth tone plaid shirt button-down. He has like tan pants.
Like, you'll never see a pedophile wearing, like, a Rag and Bone t-shirt.
No, like, a pedophile has never worn, like, a YSL shirt. Well.
That would be so.
Unless they're, like, wicked rich.
Like a rich pedophile. Yeah. No, I feel like they'd still wear, like pedophiles, the high-tier pedophiles, the upscale pedophiles wear, like, that company with the bunny. Like, it's a little bunny on it.
Oh.
I forget what it's called. It's like a white shirt with just a bunny logo or with the penguin on it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's like the upperclassmen pedophiles.
Like the top tier pedos?
Yeah. You'll never see a pedophile wearing like, I'm trying to think of one. I don't know. I'm not a pedophile, so it's hard for me.
I'm trying to put myself in pedophile shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes, buddy. You know how hard it is to catch a 13-year-old boy?
It's probably so easy now.
What do you mean?
Internet.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Back in the old day, you had to go like guerrilla warfare. You had to get a van. Like, yeah. You know how expensive.
You had to be boots on the ground.
Yeah. Like, and do you know how expensive vans are? Yeah. $20,000. I was actually weirdly looking at vans the other day because I always wondered how pedos got vans. And I was like, they're like $25,000.
Yeah. I mean, you have to invest in yourself, right? So, I mean, even as a pedophile, if you want to.
Yeah, that's true.
Steal kids and kidnap kids, you have to invest in yourself with the van.
It's like any business. You got to spend money to make money.
Or you got to spend money to...
All right.
Let's get to the questions here.
By the way, I went to a local... Last Sunday, I just want to say, I went to a local watering hole and just to grab a beer during the... Because Kyler Murray was back, and I was like, you know what? I want to go watch this game. There's a bar down the road I can walk to. And I sat down, and the dude next to me was... He paid, and before he left, he goes, you're the wet jeans guy?
No way.
Yeah, I was like, fuck yeah, I am.
Dude, it's getting really crazy. So I went to Ice Den yesterday, Chandler, to skate, which I'll never go again. And a guy DM'd me right after, and he goes, hey, were you just at Ice Den, Chandler? I didn't want to bother you. I'm like, because I'm such a nice guy, and I'm so hot. I wrote back, you'll never bother me saying what's up, bro. But yeah, I was.
Yeah, never. But
that's cool.
Years. Yeah,
up sick. North a little bit?
Oh, you know where it was? Arena Spa.
No way!
I live right by
that. That place is still around?
Yeah, it's actually I love that place, by the way. It's the only bar I've ever been in my life where they have horse betting right there.
Oh my god.
Like you can go.
We should go there tonight.
Yeah, we should. You can go to the counter and just bet on horses.
Can you tell the audience why you just said Arena Spa?
Oh, so it's called Arena it's called Arena Sports Grill.
Just so they know.
But the first time me and Rob saw it, the sign was out, so it only spelled Arena Spa. And it was like that for like a year.
Yeah, that's so cool. He paid your tab?
No. He made his own. I just sat down, and I just sat down. I was like, is anyone sitting here? Okay. And he was paying as he got up, and then, before he left, he said it. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy that people are acknowledging. It happened to me a ton in Vegas. People are just like, yo, what up?
Oh, I was going to ask you, because if it happened in Vegas, because I saw your story.
Yeah.
A couple Johns.
Yeah, I mean, it's the one thing about it that's tricky is when you have people like buying you shots and drinks when you know you shouldn't be drinking. Like,
yeah.
That, I completely ruined a pair of shoes throwing up for the second time because I'm accepting drinks and like I'm not going to say no to a drink, right?
It's hard to say no. You're only human.
The New York Jets fans were like, they're all New Yorkers. I said, what's up? Like everywhere. But yeah, it's cool. I bet you'll get a lot of that flying back to Boston for Christmas.
Yeah. I want to go out in Boston that weekend, but
we need a live show, dude. I'm telling you,
Boston would be sick.
I'm trying to figure out some logistics and stuff like that, but it's really not that difficult. It's just about executing it. But I'm telling you right now, dude, I feel like people would travel to go to a live show for us. Actually, as a matter of fact, I know they would.
I know in Ontario, if we did like Ontario or something, I feel like that's a hub. Like there's London, there's Chatham, and then there's like one other place right by them. They're all like pretty close to each other, but also Boston too. Like, if we did like Boston, we have the New England fans.
I'd rather do Ontario almost.
Yeah, I think I would too. Just so, yeah,
the people are nicer. But
yeah.
But all right, everybody, let's get into the ho.
Where's my phone?
Whoa, we have a lot.
Holy shit! Any women?
Holy shit! Oh, we do have chicks. Oh shit.
It's a day.
All right, here we go again. Navigating through Instagram 17 tabs. Just make two tabs for me.
Two
chicks and hot guys.
I love hot chicks. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to pull
just
this
kidding.
Shit.
I'm not. People are going to DM me and be like, dude, are you bi?
Bi.
Some girl. All
right, I'm pulling it up. There we go.
Got one?
Damn, we got a lot. There's a girl.
How much time do we have? 30. All right, we're good.
Sorry, girl. Oh, there might be two. Oh, there's two. And her last name's Ramirez.
Oh!
I'm playing her. I probably shouldn't have just said her last name, but it's a pretty common one, so I'll play it.
Hey, boys. Love the pod. This is Ollie from Montana. I'm just wondering if you won a bet with some crazy fucking amount of money, like millions of dollars. But then the moment you're about to accept the money, your future self appears in front of you, frantic. He looks dilapidated. He looks like he's lost everything. He says, no matter what you do, do not take this money. I don't have time to explain. And then he disappears. Do you take the money?
That seemed like a question that would be from somebody with the last name Ramirez, but they're from Montana. It's like, damn, your family made it far.
Yeah, like
made it farther than the others. The other ones just tailed off and went to LA.
Yeah, that's so
respectfully.
True. Yeah, that's a decent travel. I bet there's like three Ramirez's in all Montana.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd take the money.
I'm always gonna take the money.
What'd that idiot do with it?
Yeah. I mean, I'll take the money.
Right?
I feel like you gotta. I don't know. Your future self tells you not to.
Fuck him. I don't even know that idiot.
Yeah. Like, that's who I'm gonna be. That's not who I am right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it. I don't care what happens.
Hey, boys. It's Joey from West Michigan. What is the smallest hill you're willing to die on?
Oh, someone asked us last time, and then I thought of a good one after, and now I forget.
The smallest hill. Oh, like, it's not a big deal? Mine's going to be live music forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Fuck, I got to...
Yep, sorry about it. Don't like it.
I had a good one for that, but I can't remember.
Do you want to move on?
Yeah, and I'll get back to it if I think of it.
From San Jose. I'm an employee of the San Jose Sharks. Why are we so fucking bad? Are we the worst team in the last 20 years? Love the pod.
Matt from Man Jose. You know why they call it Man Jose? There's a lot of dudes.
Are they going to... Is that kid going to get fired?
Yeah, we should. I don't know. I mean, I would take that up at the front office.
The front office. What the office is in the back?
The back office.
Sounds slutty. I'm checking the request too. Damn, yeah. We actually did get a shirt.
What's up, guys? It's me from over here. I keep hearing this drink called a triple retard get mentioned on Scary Hours. And I tried to order one at the bar on Thursday, and the bartender kind of looked at me funny and was like, what is that? And I was like, I don't know. Aren't you like a bartender? And then she just walked away from me, and I got a couple weird looks from everyone at the bar, and I felt kind of silly. It was only like 10:30. I just went home. So if you guys could let me know what goes into a retard cocktail for next time I have a shitty bartender, that would be great. Thanks, guys. Love the pod. I'll hang up now and go fuck myself or whatever. Thanks.
Thanks for loving the pod.
Thanks, buddy. Sorry that happened, buddy.
What's up, boys? This is Brent from Fitchburg, Mass. Calling in to see what your favorite band is and why is it Hoobastank? Thank you.
I played this kid's question because his handle is $7 of Hoobastank. You might be the biggest Hoobastank fan of all time.
We got to get him on the pod.
If you know who? They have one song you've absolutely heard.
Yeah, it's the reason for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, no, is that Snow Patrol?
No, I don't even know what that is.
No. That's Hoobastank. Because I remember it used to be on the music videos before school every day.
So this dude just loves Hoobastank.
Like the biggest Hoobastank fan maybe ever.
The reason. That's the song.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Hoobastank Jones.
Hoobastank. Should I play the other girl or should we end on a girl so we have like a...
Yeah, we need more. We'll need...
What's up, Peter? This is Cole from Massachusetts. My question today is, me and my boys, whenever we hit the bar, there's this kid that keeps coming up to us, calling us handsome, but he buys us a shit ton of liquor drinks and it's pretty awesome, but I was just wondering if we should shut this down before things get off the rails or just keep riding this gravy train until an advance is made on his behalf. Thanks, boys. Love the pod.
Thanks for loving the pod. It sounded like he was hanging upside down while he asked that.
Was he sleeping like a bat?
He was like, I think it's just fucking wrong. I mean, at this point, you're basically flirting with him, right? Like, you keep accepting drinks from him, so.
I would keep accepting him.
What does he mean, off the rails, though? Like, what's he going to try to rape you?
Like, off the rails to me seems like there's banging. But that's not even really off the rails, because if it's consent.
If anything, you are enabling him, you xenophobic fuck.
Is that what it's called, and what does that even mean?
I don't know.
I thought that was like when you don't like xylophones or something.
I just saw a video on Instagram Reels, and some white chick on a train was like,
obviously,
go back to your country! And everyone goes, oh! And then someone goes, you're a xenophobe!
Bro, there is nothing that's less threatening than calling someone a xenophobe. No one even knows what that fucking means, except for people on TikTok.
White chick telling someone to go back to their country is rich.
America, any American saying go back to your country is all time.
We have a question from Kenzie, but we answered it last week, but then she just gave up arrows, so she must have not listened to the show last week.
Love
so,
that.
Not even a true listener. You're officially canceled. Go ahead, you go.
Alright. Hey, this is Albert Toth, living in Banff, Alberta, from Windsor, Ontario. I know this is not an NHL podcast, but I'm just curious how many points or goals you think Matthews will put up this year. And do the Red Wings make the playoffs? Thanks, boys. Love the pod.
You're right, this isn't an NHL podcast, so why the fuck would you ask an NHL question?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
You're really fucking with me. Are you serious?
Are you serious? Are
you serious? Are you serious? I am there. Stop.
Stop. You know what? I actually came up with my own term for people that talk like that. It's usually girls, but I'm not going to sing them out. Like when you have that, when you finish... When you've pronounced all the letters in the word, but you still are making noises after, like stop, because you should have stopped at P, but you added like a UHH after that. It's called a linger talker because it just lingers around. So I just made that up.
I like that actually. It's cool.
Linger.
What's up, Andy? What's up, Rob? This is Cam from New Hampshire. Represent.
Let's go.
Just a quick question. If you had to replace all the water in your house for alcohol, what would it be? I'm talking sinks, toilet, shower, everything. So let me know. It's been killing me.
It's been killing him. I don't know.
This guy's dying to know.
What's the least sticky alcohol? Because if I have to shower in it.
Yeah, you have to shower in it.
Alcohol? If you showered in vodka and it like got in your eyes,
oh,
it would fucking kill. Don't shower and then you open wounds.
I guess you would have to go beer, right?
There's probably the most water in that, right?
Natty Ice?
Yeah,
Guinness.
You probably want to go the lightest beer possible.
Yeah, Corona. It's a crazy question.
Yeah, that's a good one though.
I don't know. Corona.
Corona Light.
Corona Light. Ooh, that's a good one.
Or Peroni, if I'm feeling particularly slutty.
Ooh, that's a good one.
All right, here's Will. It's a 34-second song, so this better be good. It's not even out.
What's up, Andy? Will Mingo here from Stratford, Prince Edward Island. Long time listener, first time caller. Love the pod. Calling just to say that Andy and I have a bit of beef.
Ooh!
I hated the way he said Reese's Pieces on the last pod. It's Reese's, man.
I say Reese's. Should
figure that one out. And yeah, let me know what you guys think. Should it be called Reese's or Reese's?
No, you did say Reese's.
I said Reese's?
Yeah, and I ignored you. I was going to make a big deal out of it, but I didn't.
I never say Reese's.
You said Reese's, yeah. I was actually confused why you did that.
I will always pronounce a word the laziest way possible. That's why, because Reese's is way easier than saying Reese's.
And like, it is Reese's.
It's Reese's. It's
like saying Reese's plural, right? Is like you have a syndrome.
I think Reese's is implying that it's plural, whereas Reese's with Reese's would be, you own the pieces.
It's Reese's.
It's possessive.
Yeah, it's never Reese's.
No.
Reese's would be R-E-E-S-E-E-S.
Because
that's Reese's.
Yeah, and it already says pieces, so you don't have to, it implies that there's multiple, so Reese's would be, you'd be saying two plural words in a row, which is illegal.
So are you saying it's an accident?
Yes, if I said that,
I remember.
All right, I want to officially apologize to America and Canada and every listener that listens to this. I didn't mean to say it. I consider myself a man of faith, and there goes a deep...
deep drive into the left by Niska. That'll be a home run.
Hey, just calling in, Shadir from Colorado. First off, I want to say, honestly, fucking hate this podcast. You know, my girl just turns it on while we're fucking, and... You know, I'm kind of forced to watch it, so just want to DM you guys and say, you guys could have my girl. Honestly, I don't love her anymore. Question would be, how the fuck did they let us get to Friday? Thanks, guys.
Dudes from Colorado, there's something different about them.
Yeah, Colorado is its own country.
It really is, though. like, there's something going on.
Every time I meet someone from Colorado and they say they're from Colorado, I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh,
like,
now it makes sense. Yeah. You're retarded.
You're an idiot.
Like, you never know what direction they're going.
Yeah. They're just like, they're a combination of like 8 different things, and I just can't put my dick on it.
They're not like mean.
No.
Or they're not like bad people. They're just a little dumb.
Yeah, they're like dumb, but they got a little bit of a, it's like a dumb, but kind of an ego, but not like a big ego. It's weird.
Like, I hate their sports fans.
Yeah.
They sneaky have the most annoying fans.
That's an interesting point, actually. They're probably like, you have to like really hear them because they don't always make like a, like you don't think
in real
a big sports town.
No, because they don't know how to use the internet.
Yeah.
Like if you meet somebody from Colorado and they're like a huge Nuggets fan, they're annoying. I guarantee it.
Yeah. They're on Twitter like responding to NBA, like Kevin Durant's tweets telling him to kill himself and shit.
Right. Sorry about that.
I don't even remember the question.
Hey, just calling in.
He said something about his girl banging and someone. I don't remember that part. We're calling other people dumb. We're like, can't remember.
I'm dumb as hell.
Thanks for listening to the pod. Thanks for calling in.
Here's Sam from St. Louis.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Sam from St. Louis. Quick question. Went to the bar the other night. The bartender was pretty pretty. Poured me a drink. I asked her to spit in it. just didn't like it, and I got kicked out. Is this reasonable? It's just because of the Industrial Revolution? Just get back to me. Thanks.
That did not happen.
I would love to know what a waitress... I'm not, I would never say it, because like, oh, she's there working, but I would love to know what she would say if you asked her to spit in it.
You know how I know that whole thing didn't happen? Because he said he referred to a girl as pretty. Like, what is this, Full House?
I've been watching.
Was it 1994?
I've been rewatching Full House. It's so weird you said that. Jesse Konstopoulos, or John Stamos, for those that don't watch, is such a meat missile. It's absolutely
like
it
hot.
It makes me uncomfortable. It's I'm questioning my sexuality when I watch Full House.
Yeah, he's a hot guy.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Rob. It's Mike coming in from Toronto. And quick question for you boys. Would you rather think about Hulk Hogan, but with a vag? Or would you rather get with, like Megan Fox, but she has a cock? Now, no hate to, like, the trans community or anything. I'm just wondering, what are your guys' thoughts on the matter? And what would you guys pick in this instance? Anyways, love the pod, boys.
What's going on with the questions today?
I think that was from an Andrew Tate thing. Someone asked him, and I think he picked Hulk Hogan. Oh, no, wait. I forget who he picked. Also, Megan Fox doesn't move my needle, so I don't...
I wonder if people, when they call in and we don't react well to... Like, I wonder if they're like, fuck these guys.
But you got to know who you're talking to.
Because I'm not going to answer that. I just don't feel like it today. I'm not in the mood.
I also don't believe in whatever answer I would give enough to have an answer. It's kind of like the Palestine conflict. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah. I don't care about it.
Yeah.
I'll go on the record right now.
I don't give a fuck. All right, here's...
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Or am I? I just think, like, war's bad, let's stop, but it's out of my control, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like I would love if everybody stopped.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and virtue signal, like, I'm going to fly over there and adopt all the kids. Like,
yeah.
I can't control... I don't know what's going on.
Like, I'm just a boy that lives in Scottsdale, Arizona.
I'm just a young boy that lives in Scottsdale.
All right, let's get another one here.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Andy. This is Dylan calling from Newfoundland here. Just a quick question for you guys. Where do you think birds fuck? Do you think they fuck in the air, on the ground, in their nests? Just genuinely curious what your guys' thoughts are. Thanks.
You know what's funny? I played
today?
His question because I saw his profile picture, and I was like, this seems like a guy that will probably ask a legitimate question. And I was so, so wrong. I don't know, but that's why I played this specific kid question, and then he asked, how do birds fuck?
What's going on, guys? It's Nick from Michigan. I just got a quick question for you. Which one of you bozos is promoting sticking your hand in people's drinks? Because my friend does it night after night. Every time we go out, he's got a picture of him sticking his hand in my drink. It's just pissing me off. So, thanks.
Yeah, but that's not what it is, though. It's your hand in your own drink.
I was going to say, sticking your fingers in someone else's drink is like a completely different sport.
Someone did that to me. Do you know that story? Were you there? Remember that?
I was there.
I was like, dude, what the fuck?
I was right there.
Yeah, and I liked that kid, too. I was just like, why did you do that?
I do like that kid. It was like so out of pocket.
It was so weird. It was like, he was wasted.
Yeah, I think.
But I was like, all right, well, now I need a new drink.
Because it's someone else's fingers.
Yeah,
so you don't want that. Like that's why people find it gross, which it like is, but like it's nothing gross about drinking and eating stuff that you've touched because you're doing that all the time, whether your finger is in your drink or not.
Yeah, I'm not gonna like drink that now, but
I don't want someone else's fingies in it.
All right,
I got one. This is the lad that sent me the Portland Sea Dog shirt.
Okay.
From last epi.
Yo, what's up, Rob? What's up, Andy? This is Tyler calling in from Portland, Maine. Long-time caller, first-time listener. Just wanted to share a little life advice with everyone listening. Sometimes you gotta bang a four to appreciate an eight.
What does that even mean?
Did I accidentally broadcast, like, hey, if you're in a fraternity, call in? Because that's what it is. I feel like this is just one fraternity calling in.
Yeah, this is like Alpha Chi Omega from, like, fucking, I don't even know.
Clemson.
Yeah. Like somewhere where everyone's wearing maroon collared shirts.
Like, what is actually going on today?
Have you ever noticed that every school from the South, besides like Clemson, they love the color maroon.
Yeah, Alabama, South Carolina,
Texas A&M,
Mississippi, Mississippi State.
Yeah, they all love the color maroon.
So weird.
Yeah, they love it.
UMass Amherst.
Zoonass. All
right.
So my question is, why do Americans, or how do you guys feel about Americans being so obsessed with the weather? Like, every time I fucking come back, it's like either the weather, you know, talking so much about the fucking weather, who gives a fuck, or the other one, you know, the question of, oh, so what are you doing? It's like, if you could be, I could be fucking dying of cancer and someone would ask me, like, what I'm doing for work. Like, it's such an American thing. And curious what you guys think about that, because it's everyone in Europe and all over the world thinks it's, like, completely retarded, which it is.
All right, so let me provide some context. This guy lives in Romania.
Damn.
So
Romanian chicks? Crazy.
Shout out to Romanian chicks. I've never met one.
I don't know if I have either.
All right, so the first thing is that I think it's because, like, if you live in Romania, and this is just my American showing, I feel like it's just always dark and cloudy and gloomy, so there's no point to talk about the weather. Like, if you live in Dagestan, you know it's just going to be cloudy.
Yeah. Like, no, yeah.
In America, we're a melting pot. Same goes for our weather. So it's like it changes, so people talk about it. That's what I think. I don't know.
No, I think that's spot on. I think we have different weather. We definitely have crazier weather than most other places. Like, and America's so big, like, we have like four different climates. And then two is I think is an insane question. I agree with him.
Like, no, I agree with him too.
Like, why is the first question, like, when you're at like a little, like, especially when you're over like 25, yeah, everybody needs to ask, so what do you do?
Yeah, and also he sent us a nice message too. In that, so shout out to I don't know if he wants to say his name, but I met six new people at once 2 weeks ago, and I specifically went out of my way to not ask what they did
because it doesn't matter.
I don't care,
and I don't care. Yeah, it doesn't
and
matter.
It doesn't define you.
Yeah, like, bro, it doesn't matter if you work as a fucking janitor.
I don't want to know. I don't find a more creative way to ask. To have converse with somebody.
Yeah. Like, I get it, because, like, your job is something you do a lot in terms of your life, but it doesn't mean you enjoy it, so there's really no point of asking.
And it doesn't mean that's you. You are, when you wake up and you're going to work, that's you, and once you get to work, you're just your working self. That's not really you.
Yeah, like, you can't tell.
I will never ask someone what they do, ever.
Yeah, it's just, like, a weird question. It's definitely an American thing because we're just like driven.
Is it though? That's the one thing I don't know if I agree with.
We're more
nobody in Britain will be like, oh, mate, what do you work?
I think
mate.
I think just we're more career driven. Like, we work more than any other country besides like China and Korea.
China, some boys.
China, yeah, like China makes sense.
Yeah,
because that's all you do is work.
There's no point to ask anyone in China. It's like, do you work at PlayStation or Xbox?
Is PlayStation Japanese?
I don't know.
Sony?
Pretty racist comment by me anyway. Not really. But, all right. You have one?
Should we mix in this bird?
Yeah, let's get a female on.
Holy shit. All right, she has four. But they're all under 20. God. They're all under 20.
Women, am I right?
Hey, women, can't stop yapping.
Blah, right? Blah, 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 blah. Take out the trash.
Do this, do that.
I just laid down. I just laid down. I don't want to go pumpkin picking. I just laid down.
That is definitely loud enough for the people in the street to hear. Yeah, like Sharon, I just came home. I took off my trench coat, hung it on the rack, and took my hat off and said, honey, I'm home, and you're already asking me to take out the garbage.
Ah!
All right, let's play it.
My name's Emma. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. What would you guys do if you could switch places with each other for a day? Let me know.
Is that the first one?
Wait, yeah.
Play all of them at once.
Actually, that question was pretty gay. What would you do if you were a woman for a day?
Bang a bunch of guys.
Yeah, probably.
Wait, never mind. If you guys had to name your child the name of a celebrity, whose name would you choose? Or a TV personality, like Danny Tanner, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Full House.
Not sure why those were the first ones to come to mind.
Because you're from Ohio,
yeah,
that's why.
You get the point.
Yeah, and here's one more six-second one.
Final question. Which one of you claps more cheeks per capita?
I want to go, what milligram of Adderall this girl's on for ADHD. Because whatever it is, she needs to up it.
I need that Ohio Adderall.
So it's just like dirt?
I feel like they might have good Adderall there because they have like such a fentanyl crisis over there. Or fentanyl's kind of different, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
I love how she's from Ohio and she's like, what celebrities like Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
If you told me to name 1,000 celebrities, Dale Earnhardt Jr. wouldn't have been in the top 1,000.
I don't believe in the word celebrity, but aside from my personal bullshit,
I'm just going to think of someone famous, like someone that's well known. And doesn't it could be for anything. I'm trying to think.
Leonardo.
That's nice. But does he have to be the last name, too? Like, that's why I don't get.
She meant first name.
Because what if I'm just like, what if it's named after, like, because if he's named after Dale Earnhardt Jr., his name is still just Dale, which isn't like that crazy. Actually, it is a pretty crazy name.
Not really. I mean, celebrities, I hate the word. Ugh. Celebrities, dude.
Celebs. Speaking of which, I'm going to
be. It's going to keep me up at night. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, if I even watch the Monday Night Football game, I assure you it's going to be on mute. Speaking of celebs.
Why?
It's Eagles versus the Chiefs.
Oh, I'd rather kill myself and turn it on.
Yeah, I'm going to, you know what, I'm boycotting it. Boycott actually, Monday Night Football. You know,
rather kill myself.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Andy. This is Walt in Syracuse, New York. Rob, can you please stop yelling randomly on the podcast and blowing my speakers out? Thanks.
It's too late. I just did it.
Like, not even that long ago.
Sorry, buddy.
All right, here's Jack.
Hey, guys, this is Jack from Livonia, Michigan. I was just wondering if the Swedish chef was related to Obama's chef. Thank you.
Wait, the what?
The Swedish?
What's that mean?
I don't know.
He's got another.
The Swedish chef die?
He has another 15 seconder.
Hey, guys, this is Jack from Livonia, Michigan. I was just wondering if the Swedish chef from the Muppets was related to Obama.
From the Muppets.
Chef,
oh.
I'm wondering if you have any insight on that case. Thank you.
You can tell he's at a bar.
A bar, yeah.
Because of the sound, but also because he asked, like, there was no, you know how you wait, if you wait too long sometimes to send another message, it'll say the time.
Yeah.
Those are right back to that. So he introduced himself twice. He is definitely fucking out of his mind right now.
Yeah, Michigan drunk is different.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob and Andy. This is Joey from Atlanta. What's one thing that you guys think that doctors and medical professionals are just completely wrong about and maybe say is unhealthy but really is good for you? Thanks.
Ooh, that's a great question. Fuck. I want to think of something good.
Good question. Come out of where's that kid from?
Hey, Rob and Andy. This is Joey from Atlanta.
Atlanta. A lot of different cities today.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I mean, that's a really good question.
Cigarettes?
Yeah, I feel like cigarettes aren't that bad for you. Prove that they kill people. Prove it.
I just think I'm anti-germ in the sense that I don't think germs actually do anything bad.
No, I mean, we're germs. Like, we're made up of germs.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we're all like little germs.
I'm going to say something crazy. I think flossing is a bunch of bullshit.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I think if you're putting strings between your teeth and pulling stuff out, that's a tooth problem. I have really bad teeth, and there's never shit stuck in my teeth, like on the sides where you need to floss. Only where I can like see and I can just take it out.
That's a good point.
But like aggressively flossing through all your back teeth and shit, I mean, that's just psychotic.
Well, I have like my teeth. I remember a dentist even said something to me. She's like, you must get food stuck in the back all the time because I have a little bit of, there's like enough gap. So you're right. It is a tooth issue. We're not getting to the root of the problem.
Yeah. I don't think that you need to floss. But if it's stuck in your teeth, though, it's not doing anything to your mouth. It's just chilling.
Yeah, like, don't – just let it hang there.
Yeah.
As long as it's not, like, annoying, just let the piece of chicken chill. All right, here's Brock.
What's up, guys? This is Brock from Wichita, Kansas, and I am absolutely fired up. I'm hearing the national anthem on my TV, and it's making me think, why haven't we brought more troops home? We need to bring the boys home. What are your guys' thoughts, maybe solutions – what do you think we should do to bring the boys home? Thanks, guys.
Well, where are they, first of all?
I don't even know where they are.
Need them home.
But we need to bring them home. First of all, they're not coming. I got some bad news for your army people. You're going you're leaving home soon because we're about to have a World War III soon.
Yeah, they're never going to be home.
Yeah, so I don't
we need
know
to steal. We need to get involved with international politics and steal stuff.
Why do we always have to be world police? You know.
Yeah.
Hey Rob, hey Andy, this is Rylan from Nova Scotia here, and I'm just wondering if the boys would do like a Christmas gift opening, like the viewers send the boys gifts and you guys open it for a vid. Thanks.
Yeah, if you want to send us stuff.
Send us stuff, we'll open up, we'll open it on the show. Wait, did you, you were able to figure out the P.O. Box epidemic?
No.
Well.
Because since it expired, we might have to get like a new box.
Which it expires?
Yeah, like since it closed, like they might have sold that box. So now we would have to get a new box number, which we don't have yet.
I didn't know that you had to like, I thought you just, once you had, I thought it was like a mailbox. Like no one comes and takes your mailbox. No. Gives it to someone else.
No. So I was just like, all right, well, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's an issue down
the
road.
How about this? We'll put the P.O. box number this week and you guys can send up stuff, which I'm like actually scared. I don't know what these people are gonna send.
Yeah, that's actually fucking ballsy.
We're gonna get like a head mailed to us.
Hey Robbie, hey Andy, it's Zach from Buffalo. I was just wondering if you were jerking it and your parents came in, would you keep going or would you stop?
That sounds like a guy
that would keep going.
Yeah.
Zach would keep going.
Yeah, we know that.
What's going on, fellas? My name's Jake from Buffalo, New York. My question is, do you guys think that Thanksgiving is the most overrated food on the planet like I do? Thanks, boys. Love the pod.
I'm going to be real with you, Jake. I wholeheartedly disagree.
I disagree, too.
I fucking love Thanksgiving food. It's because it's all food that doesn't appear, for the most part, outside of Thanksgiving, so it's like its own little thing.
Yeah. Thanks for the real question, by the way.
Yeah, it was like your real question.
I actually appreciate it. Yeah, I disagree, though, respectfully. I think I really like turkey, cranberry sauce, the fucking stuffing. I was never a stuffing guy, believe it or not. I was too busy stuffing your girl! Mac and cheese, I guess. Potatoes.
I like cranberry sauce. I don't know if you said that.
Yeah, I like cranberry sauce. Do you like it mushed up or like the cut one? Like how it's like a circle? Like in the can.
I like it mushed.
Yeah, I like it either way, but...
What's that dish that's wicked fucking good? It has, like, green beans in it. Is it green bean cassie?
Yeah.
That shit is, like... Like, you would never think that's good.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
What? I wonder why he doesn't like it. It's good.
People have, like, a real vendetta against turkey.
Really? I love turkey.
Yeah, like, some people are like, why don't we just make it ham?
Oh, and ham, I guess. That's one...
Hey guys, this is Stuart here from Espanola, Ontario, Canada. I was just wondering what your guys' take was on Snoop Dogg quitting the smoke. And then also on that note, do you think you guys will ever consider quitting tapping in? Thanks, boys. Love the pod.
I love how he said on that note. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to joke around about this one because it's just like, you know when something like that happens and you see it so, like, I must have saw Snoop Dogg quitting weed like over 5,000 times on my feed, dude. And I was like, I just don't care.
Why are we talking about
I just don't care.
Why did you have to announce that, by the way?
I mean, you have to smoke so much to have an announcement that you're done smoking.
Yeah.
I think my real answer to the question will be, obviously, maybe not so obviously, there's some sort of medical issue going on.
Yeah.
And to where, like, inhaling smoke for the last 50 years all day, every day is, like, doing something where you had to stop.
Yeah.
As far as the announcement, I don't know why he has to announce that.
Maybe it's because it's, like, if you saw, if, like, you just never saw Dale Earnhardt Jr. driving again, you'd be like, what? You would, like, notice. So if you never saw Snoop Dogg smoking again, you'd notice, and people probably would ask him. So maybe it's, like, before you ask...
He's done.
I'm done smoking. That's why you don't see me smoking anymore. I'm done.
Okay.
Maybe. I'm just assuming. Because if I was like Dale Earnhardt wasn't going fast anymore. Sorry, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Dale Earnhardt Sr. is not going fast anymore. Dale Earnhardt Jr., I'd be like, what's going on? Why, man? Mm. Like, why aren't you driving a Chevy anymore?
Mm.
So I don't know. That's just my guess. But also, I don't fucking don't know. Maybe it's like he's going to be like, just kidding, and then come out with a weed thing or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the weed community would be so excited.
The womanity.
What? Snoop's done. What?
I wonder how many people quit because he just quit.
They probably just forgot and kept smoking.
Yeah, they're like, whoa.
Yo, let me smoke real quick. Or one friend. Yo.
Quick rip.
Yeah, quick rip. Yo, we're going to go get food. Oh, hold on. Quick rip. Yo, we're going to go to the bar. All right, let me just get a quick rip.
Oh, my God.
Yo, we're going to my grandma's funeral. All right, can I get a quick rip?
Do you think, do you think, let me get a quick rip.
It's never quick either.
Do you think quick rip was the most said thing at the cottages at Arizona State in our household at one point?
Yeah. Quick rip. All right, guys, I'm going to bed. All right, let me get a quick rip. Why do you have to smoke before I go to bed?
Hey, I'm going to my uncle's funeral, and he'd be like, quick rip.
And it's never quick. You can't find the lighter. You got to pack the bowl.
Yeah, it's never quick. It's all people, because when you smoke, you just forget where your lighter is.
It's like 40 minutes worth of shit.
Yeah, it's never, there's no such, and then you move slow after.
Yeah.
I remember, oh my God, I remember.
Friend of the show. Shout out to a friend of the show.
It's funny as fuck.
Great guy.
Yeah.
What's up, fellas? This is PDP from NYC. My rant today is going to be on Deion Sanders / Coach Prime. I think there's a lot of fake news media out there who are complaining because the team is 4-6. What I don't think the media realizes is that the team was 1-11 last year, so realistically anything is an improvement from that snooze fest of a Colorado Buffaloes football program. Anyways, I'm about to sit my honky ass down and eat a nice greasy bacon, egg, and cheese. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on Coach Prime. Thanks, boys. I'll hang up.
I know they were bad, and I knew it, but they did make it seem like they were going to be like the best team in the world after they upset. But
I liked that guy until he said, oh, they're mad that we're all black and we're winning. Nobody was thinking that. Nobody. Nobody was saying, oh, the Colorado Buffaloes are good this year? We're mad because they have a black coach. Bro, nobody was saying that, I promise you. So when he said that, I was like, all right, like, that's insane.
There's a lot of black coaches.
There's black everything.
Yeah,
we have black lawyers. Doctors. We had a black president.
Scooby-Doo's black.
Like, Scooby-Doo. There's always going to be racism, but I really liked Coach Prime until he said that, and I still like him.
Yeah, I still
But, like, that was just a crazy comment, and also, I don't care about Colorado Buffaloes football. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
I don't care about a bunch of 20-year-olds and their football team. I just don't. I have shit to do.
We don't care. We don't care.
I have important things to do, like get drunk.
Yeah, and stock options and
S&P 500. Love how we just don't promote the merch either. We need someone to come in and just tell us what to do.
We need like a marketing manager.
If you're a marketing manager, if we say that, people are actually like, like, I appreciate the thought, but people are like DM me and like hit the email and they'll be like, yo, like, I'm graduating this year, can I work for you guys? Bro, we don't have money.
Yeah, we're, like, we just want to work for free. And also,
unless you want to pay us.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to hire like a junior to work for us when we get that big boy, when we have like a headquarters in fucking
Kalamazoo.
Where is that? What is that? Is that a thing?
That's where Derek Jeter was born.
Where is that?
Michigan.
Oh, shit. I had no idea where that was. I was going to say like Tuscaloosa, which is a city, so it wouldn't have been.
I think that's it for the questions. We took a lot.
Yeah, we did.
Let us know in the comments if you liked the questions-based show. We're not going to do it a lot on here. We do it on Patreon every Friday. It's $3.99 a month. You get a show every Friday. You get some Andy's betting content. You get some other content. I have to redo my grilled cheese thing.
Why?
Because I just don't. I didn't think it was funny.
I want to start shooting the shit in here. Because, like, my setup isn't that great in my apartment. I want to start, like, but just, like, there's no sinks and stuff here. So I can't, like, clean the silverware.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, merch is out, wjpodcast.com. Like, comment, subscribe. Comment something funny.
And we'll give something away.
Yeah. And we'll pick someone. We'll DM you out of the blue and say,
you got something.
You can have 99% equity in the show.
And you got to be subscribed to the YouTube channel.
Yeah, subscribe to YouTube. Audio numbers are fire. It's just I can't believe the amount of people that listen to the show and don't watch.
Yeah.
Every week it baffles me. I go, why? It's just a routine thing?
Yeah, I think it's just because a lot of people don't, like getting people, a lot of people don't watch, like say on YouTube. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm a YouTube guy. Like I like to see, I actually watched a, I was actually on X.
Hamster?
Twitter. Yeah. No, I actually watched Nice. I watched a Elon Musk interview. Mm. It was like 3 hours long and I watched the entire thing.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Super interesting. It was with some kid named Lex Fridman or something.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, yeah.
He's like Russian or something, but he was pretty good.
Yeah, I know that guy. Personally.
Come on the show.
All right, everybody. That was a Thanksgiving episode. And thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a Gener. Thanks for all the call-ins. Even if we answered your question, we disrespected it, that's just a part of the damn show.
We appreciate anyone that calls in.
Yeah, anyone. Even if you call in, you ask, like, where do birds fuck? I mean, we appreciate the call-in.
It is a good question, but my bird knowledge is super minimal right now. I just don't know a lot about the intercourse with birds.
At the moment. It would be weird to see that. All right, everybody, that's wet jeans.
I just thought about something real quick. Because I have had this in the entire episode. I forgot.
Are you buzzing?
Yeah, it's a good buzz. Mm. The four is a nice, it's not like, you would like a four. Mm. Did I ever tell you about the time I chewed on the same piece of gum for 12 hours?
No.
This is a super last second story, but I just remembered it because I had this in my mouth for so long. I once had the same piece of gum in my mouth for 12 hours. I was chewing a piece of gum before I got on a red eye flight, and I fell asleep during the flight with the gum in my mouth. I woke up, and I... You know, like get off the flight. You know, you're busy. You're like, I'm trying to. My mom's picking me up from the airport. So I'm like, I'm busy. I forget the gums in my mouth. And then by 7, I'm like, I'm only 2 hours away from 9 o'clock, which would be a full 12 hours. So I kept it in for on purpose. And I was like, I do that. Well, I like, it's a little accomplishment.
Just to prove it to yourself.
Yeah, like sometimes you gotta prove shit to yourself. Like if I can do this, I'm not gonna get any reward out of it. But I mean, I did something.
Yeah, it's just like a. It's just like a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah. Just like it's the little wins in the day, the ones that keep you going. And chewing gum, that same piece of gum for 12 hours was my little win that day.
Like, how did you feel? Like, did you take it out right when it hit 9?
Yeah, because it was very gross.
Were you, like, pumped?
I, like, fist pumped myself.
Did your mom say, Andy, why did you just fist pump?
No, I didn't even do it. I didn't even have to tell that story. That was for me. I was like, there you go. And I remember it.
You did it.
I was like, yeah. I was like, I did it. And I would love to see other people try to do that because it's pretty gross. It's very disgusting.
Yeah, give it a try.
All right, on that note, thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Wet Jeans. You American listeners, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Your Canadian listeners, I don't know. I completely forgot what you guys do, but peace. God bless. Let's have peace. I'm saying it now. I'm going to be the first person to say, I want peace in the Middle East. Let's get it done by tomorrow. Or else.
Let's get it done. By tomorrow.